As they're preparing to pick a new pope at the Vatican, cardinals are beginning the process. Fox News Radio Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, cardinals from around the world gathering at the Vatican to begin pre-election discussions. They're not giving much away. The Archbishop of Paris saying the cardinals' first job is simply to get to know each other and address the issues the church faces. At some point in the next few days, they'll set a date for the conclave, the voting process by which a new pope will be chosen. It's predicted that will likely begin around a week from now, Dave.
Simon, a baby born with HIV in Mississippi has been cured.
We've been unable to detect replication-competent virus.
No sign of the AIDS virus for nearly a year after the treatment ended for the now 2.5-year-old. Dr. Deborah Persuad credits unusually aggressive drug treatment right after birth. It's only the second known case of an HIV cure. On deadline to approve a new budget later this month, Congress still has no fix for the sequester. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, Republicans won't compromise on the amount of money the sequestration law aims to save, but Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell tells CNN.
Now, we'd be happy to talk to him about reconfiguring the way the spending reduction is achieved.
Not exactly all that magnanimous, according to White House advisor Gene Sperling on ABC.
It's like saying to somebody, you can cut off three of your fingers, but you can have the flexibility to choose which ones you want to cut off.
The White House says President Obama spent the weekend calling lawmakers, but no word on exactly who he called and exactly what they discussed, Dave.
Rich, President Obama has found the new budget director, Sylvia Burwell, who heads up Walmart's charitable foundation. He'll also nominate a new energy secretary today and a new EPA director. Four people are dead in a house fire in Macon County, Tennessee, including a neighbor who had rushed into the burning home late last night to try to save the elderly couple who lived there. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed it talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still gonna give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
As the weather starts to warm up, you're thinking about all those projects on your spring to-do list. But will you be powered up? If your riding mower won't start or your cordless drill isn't holding a charge like it used to, head to Interstate All Battery Center. We have the lawn and garden batteries to power your mowers and tractors, and our experts can replace or rebuild batteries for your power tools. At Interstate All Battery Center, we've got what you need to get the job done. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
I'll give you the perfect example to how this is going to work for you with Suddenlink. My daughter wants to watch one show. I can't take one more cartoon. Any room DVR powered by TiVo Mini is now available only with Suddenlink. It's the smartest and most innovative DVR available. Record, pause, and playback live TV in any room, plus record multiple shows at the same time. Hundreds of hours of recording space with the ability to watch recordings on any TV. And by the way, call today and get up to $150 in savings when you ditch your dish and make the switch to Suddenlink. With Suddenlink high-speed internet, you will have the fastest, most reliable connection in the area, all for as low as $30 a month. That's when you bundle now. Suddenlink also offers great home phone service for just $25 a month. And if you're one of those budget people, that price will be the same till you pass away. It's $25 for the rest of your life. 15 meg high-speed internet, SL200 HD TV, home phone service. They've even got home security for you. Ditch the dish and call Suddenlink, 1-800-915-1866. Get hooked up today.
Summer is right around the corner. Your friends at AeroFit want to remind you now is the time to get swimsuit fit. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, an indoor track, and the latest in exercise equipment. With 4 AeroFit locations to better serve you, you can now join and get 50% off your first month, plus 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
We're total fitness. Hey, Dad, send me my new truck.
Cool, can I win?
Nope, but you can at Team of Navasota. That's right. To celebrate Truck Month, Team of Navasota is giving away a brand new truck. Go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and you can register to win. We are giving this away locally, so your chances to win are huge. There's no purchase necessary, and all the rules are on our website, teamofnavasota.com. We'll be giving the truck away on Saturday, March 23rd, out at the fairgrounds. Team of Navasota.
Where you get a nice price.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining the right insurance can be a difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have many years of experience helping businesses find the right coverage. Whether your business is a professional office, a biotech startup, or a large manufacturing plant, our team at W.E. Gibson is confident that we can help you find the best coverage at a competitive premium to meet your bottom line. We are a trusted choice independent agency, and you are just one call away in discovering that we are the best choice for personal and professional expertise when it comes to your business insurance needs. Call me today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
WTW News Time is 7:06. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Three 18-year-old freshman members of the A&M Corps of Cadets returning to College Station early yesterday morning were involved in a crash northwest of Houston. Two are dead and a third is hospitalized from the collision on Highway 290. The Harris County Sheriff's Department says the cadets were in an SUV that was hit by an oncoming Mustang driving in the wrong lanes. The impact caught the SUV on fire. The crash killed Amy Pacheco and Miguel Hernandez, who were not able to get out. The third cadet, Francisco Campos, was able to escape and is in a Houston hospital. The cadets had been in Houston to help judge a contest and were on their way back for a service project. The 21-year-old driver of the Mustang was also killed. Downtown Bryan was the latest setting for memorial service for those affected by the Knights of Columbus Hall fire.
A string quartet from the Bryan High School Orchestra was among the participants in the service held on a vacant lot on North Main Street between 21st and 22nd. Using a police patrol car's public address microphone, Fire Chief Randy McGregor gave an update on injured firemen Ricky Mantine and Mitch Moran.
Each day that we get to see them and see the progress they're making certainly brings smiles to our faces during such a difficult time.
McGregor told reporters after the service the fire department continues to grow stronger and closer in what he calls their new normal.
Firefighters on the trucks, you know, again, they're just trying to get back to what they do. And, you know, throughout this event, the calls didn't stop and they won't stop. And they're very busy, but, you know, they just try to move on and get back to where they can be.
A portion of profits from sales at nearly 20 downtown merchants is headed to the victims through the Brazos Valley Media Gives Back Fund. A recording of the service is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station woman is hospitalized after she was struck walking across Southwest Parkway west of Texas yesterday during the noon hour. Police report 22-year-old Ying Zhu was taken to College Station Medical Center with serious injuries. A second woman crossing the street was not injured. Investigators were told the pedestrians were not in a crosswalk. A vehicle approaching from the east in the inside lane had to slow rapidly to avoid striking the women. A car that swerved to avoid hitting the first vehicle struck Zhu as she entered the outside lane. Southwest Parkway was closed for more than 4 hours to allow members of the accident reconstruction team to collect information. No charges have been filed at this time, pending the outcome of the investigation. A Bryan man convicted of participating in a drug-related murder a year and a half ago knows his punishment. 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez was sentenced to 37 years in prison and will be required to serve at least half the time before he becomes eligible for parole. The Brazos County District Court jury, which deliberated 3.5 hours, considered a range of 5 years to life. Hernandez was also ordered to pay a $5,000 fine. Hernandez was one of three men arrested for the October 2011 shooting death of Billy Menard Jr. at his Bryan apartment.
Trial evidence showed Hernandez fired a revolver from outside Menard's apartment, knowing the victim was inside. Co-defendant Travis Carroll is scheduled to go on trial in July. Clayton Thompson, who fired a shotgun through the door that struck Menard, entered a plea agreement last November and is serving a 45-year sentence. Today's lunch meeting of the Bryan School Board brings back several projects for possible action. The list includes the proposed move of the Hammond Oliver High School from its standalone building near St. Joseph's to inside the Bryan High Blue Campus. Last November, Superintendent Tommy Wallace made the recommendation in order to move the Mary Catherine Harris School for at-risk students.
We have a growing need in not just Bryan, but across the state of Texas and in our nation, of having students who have been overaged and undercredited. And so Mary Catherine Harris is a school that will help many of our students get caught up for whatever reason they may or may not have, may have fallen behind. We've had a lot of successes at MC Harris this year.
And the board will reconsider next year's school calendar. A decision was delayed last month because there wasn't enough student input. The initial recommendation to extend the school year into June by the majority of 1,000 survey respondents became more popular as more than 5,000 participated in a second survey.
I know that in all the categories of teachers, students, and parents, all three categories went to the June count, the option three, the June calendar.
The board will also take up replacing the roofs at Branch and Houston at a cost of $1.4 million. WTOW News Time is 7:11. It's 55 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Good morning, it's 7:13, time for weather, brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Weather changes on the way during the next 24 hours. We're breezy and warm during today, but we're windy and cooler on Tuesday. So through today, sunshine and scattered clouds. With a southwest wind out there, temperatures 80 or better this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, low to mid-50s. Windy, cooler on Tuesday, mostly sunny skies in the upper 60s. Diminishing winds at night, 35 to 40 Tuesday night. Wednesday, mostly sunny, near 65. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. And not to pick, but the surprise this weekend, Aggie men's basketball won, the ladies lost, and so did baseball. Softball's doing incredibly well, and a whole lot more coming up with sports. We'll cover that for you coming up at 7:50.
The coach at South Carolina is a guy named Frank Martin, who used to be at K-State. Intensity is his pretty much first, middle, and last name. He looks really, really angry. I mean, he glares really well. It's kind of like if you miss a shot, you're scared to go back to the bench, you know?
Yeah, he's mad all the time.
Yeah, he is. And they're not having a good season. And I had a guy send me a picture of him at the game Saturday with the simple message, Frank is not happy. And, he's not having a good year. If you haven't seen this, see it sometime today. Not now, but see it sometime today. New York State High School Basketball Championship.
Oh, that thing
game.
Is awesome.
New Rochelle is trailing by 10 with 3 minutes to go. mounted a pretty good comeback, capped off by one of the most insane sequences probably around. There's 2.9 seconds left in this championship game, and Mount Vernon is leading New Rochelle by a score of 60-58. New Rochelle had the ball, and they're inbounding it, you know, with their last second heave kind of thing, and they throw it to half court, and it's stolen by one team. That's Mount Vernon. Now, and, you know, so Mount Vernon figures they got the game won, and so the kid kind of throws the ball up in celebration where it's caught by a New Rochelle player.
Which was the same guy that inbounded the ball.
Right, and it's like a three-quarter court shot with 0.1 seconds to go. It goes in. Of course, it's a three-point shot.
Wow.
And they win by 1 point. So it's, yeah, once and again.
Shows what you shouldn't.
Yes,
celebrate
exactly.
The
yes, that's exactly right. The coach will tell you from now on, just hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
And again, you feel sorry for that young man because he was kind of trying to celebrate.
55 feet, I think, yep, is what they measured it at.
See how this makes you feel. Authorities in Tehran are using teams of snipers to take down 11-pound genetically mutated rats that are running rampant.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a Japanese cartoon.
It does. 11-pound genetically mutated rats.
11 pounds?
How many of you have dogs that weigh less than 11 pounds? I know. Well.
I got a big cat.
I was going to say, it's a big cat, isn't it? But, yeah, 11 pounds. And I would guess it's probably not as nice as your cat. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Well, the question is,
people in Louisiana call those nutria.
Yeah,
it's a different animal, but why are you genetically altering rats so that they become 11 pounds?
The usual poisons have had no effect on the rats, which are bigger than most cats, as it says here. The gunmen have taken down more than 2,000 of these rodents.
How many are there?
I don't know.
Wait, what country is this?
This would be in Tehran, so it's not anywhere near here. So,
oh, creepy.
Yes, it is. Well, again, you need one more reason to not want to be there. Nonetheless, that's what it says. Now, I don't know. Who in the world happens to be experimenting on rats that they feel like they need to get in?
This is like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. More than 2,000.
Exactly.
You've gone into Marvel extremes.
No winner in Saturday's Powerball lottery, so it's $123 million. Cash value is a measly $78 million, but they'll do that on Wednesday night if you want to give that a shot. And the ex-Pope, Benedict XVI, that's 10, 50, 16, okay. Pope Benedict XVI kicking back now. He's got a $3,250 a month pension. He's like Pope Emeritus, okay? He's not like Pope Emeritus. He is Pope Emeritus. But anyway, that's
okay. It was your inner valley girl coming out, Scott.
That's it, really. So it's 2,500 euros or $3,250 a month, and that's the typical pension for a retired bishop. But the deal is, I mean, he doesn't have to pay for anything anyway. It's kind of like a football coach. I mean, they give you a salary, and then they pay for everything. But he's got a house, and he's got his meals and his health care and his living expenses, and he even gets new shoes because he can't wear those red ones anymore.
Yeah, but he's got to get a new Pope mobile because he's not the Pope
anymore. That's probably right. Hello?
Hey, I got to go back to the rats. I mean, this is simple. You've got a third-world country producing more fissionable material than anybody in the world, and you wonder why they have mutated rats?
Well, that's it. I didn't think of that. You're right. This is a science fiction movie gone wrong in real life. Yeah, that's
Godzilla. Oh.
Hey, at least they're not having like the guy who was sucked down a hole in Florida.
Well, yeah,
that,
we'll
to
get,
me sounded like science fiction.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Now, but I want to go back to the Pope because, or the former Pope, because now, of course, they're betting on who the new Pope is going to be.
Oh, of course.
I mean, in what world? And it's in Ireland, buddy.
There you go.
All right, there you go.
They'll bet on anything in Ireland.
A spokesperson for Paddy Power, which is sort of a legal gambling house in Ireland, told a reporter on Thursday, we're expecting this Pope betting thing to be the biggest round of non-sport betting in Paddy Power history.
What do you have to say? The biggest round of non-Pope betting in history.
All right, there you go. You said it. All right, so let's see who we got here. Bettors may place money on individual candidates and on attributes like their age or their nationality.
So they got prop bets for the Pope,
yeah,
too?
Exactly.
Well, they have a large nose.
This is like the Super Bowl.
This is awful.
Double chin.
You know, the Paddy Power things are like 7-Elevens.
Oh,
I mean,
are they?
You just see them on the street when you're walking through Ireland.
Okay, Cardinal Peter Turkson from Ghana is the favorite with his odds at 11-4 right now. Here's some of the runners-up. The Archbishop from Italy, Angelo Scola, is a 3-1 shot. Marco Oletta from Canada is a 6-1, along with Tarcisio Bertone, who's from England, at 6-1. And Angelo Bagnasco is an 8-1. He's from Italy. But the guy from Ghana is like 11-4. See how that works out.
So does the retiring Pope get like Secret Service for the rest of his life?
I don't
like
know.
Our presidents
I'm
do?
Not sure. Well, you know, he's not probably out in the public as much. I don't know. And you know... And you take his if he's dressed just like a cardinal, I don't know, would he be as noticeable? You know, if he's with a bunch of cardinals,
he's cardinal camouflage.
In a flock of cardinals.
Yeah, if he's hanging out with a bunch of cardinals, would he?
He could trade out the red for brown.
Yeah, necessarily stick out. Hello.
Hey, if you're getting a squares board together, I want two squares on it. Okay.
All right, got it. We'll talk to Chip.
I was going
to
say, we'll get Chip Howard on that.
Yeah, Chip is the one who does that.
But don't
so
let
we'll
me
see.
Draw the numbers, though. I drew the numbers for Super Bowl, and Chip was mad.
Yeah, no, it was all right. It worked. I won. Hello.
Oh.
I'm waiting to see the Pope March Madness bracket.
Yeah. I mean, really. We're going to have bracketology on the Pope.
Are we all going to hell for this?
No, of course not. No, we're just talking about it. We're not doing it. Golly. This is so strange. Hey, but no, speaking of strange, and Kat mentioned that this guy got swallowed up. And died.
Yeah.
It died.
It's creepy.
So you understand, I mean, what we're talking about when you're talking Florida, basically this is a sandbar, okay?
I had no idea that happened, so it was really creepy when I first heard
no,
about it.
No, it does. It really happens in the central part of the state. It is. It's kind of like a sandbar, and there's a limestone base underneath there, but it's porous. And so over time, you know, enough of it drips through so that a hole opens up, and sometimes they're little bitty, and sometimes they're like this one, and actually sometimes they're even deeper than this one. But, yeah, I'm sure you've heard about it by now, the guy in his bed, and so strange because the house itself is still standing.
Not anymore.
They've dumped it now, but the house was standing, and it's just a portion of it, you know, just dropped out. And, so.
That's creepy that there's no warning.
Well, and you have to wonder what the guy did, and I don't mean to speak ill of the dead, but that's one of those where it's if you're going to get swallowed up by the earth,
it's
your time.
Okay, that karma thing.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, my nephew in Florida works at saving those houses. They come in, they make piling drillings, and then they back the cement trucks up and just start pouring cement.
Yeah, I understand. That's in areas. Where I came from in Beaumont, and I have a friend who's in the foundation business here, but in Beaumont, I mean, it's a big business over there because a lot of houses are in the same kind of a squishy situation, but they don't have the sinkhole problem. Well, I say that, but they did. They had a sinkhole over near the Golden Triangle a few years ago.
Yeah, I remember
that.
It was
around an oil field or something, wasn't it? A storage farm, which is really kind of scary, too, when that stuff collapses and starts sucking in there. But, yeah, it does. It happens, and it's... I'm glad it's we don't have sinkholes around here. You know, you can certainly have problems when it comes to your foundation. 7:23. Everybody dreams of having the job of a lifetime that they can keep for a lifetime. Dolly Seville of Wendover, England, has been working at the Red Lion Hotel since the age of 30. She's 98.
Wow.
She's a barmaid at 98.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. The senior server says the gig keeps me out of mischief. Of course it does. She's poured pints for a lot of celebrities, including Prime Minister Edward Heath, who left her a two-shilling tip, and Pierce Brosnan, who said she's very easy on the eyes.
Attaboy.
Yeah, attaboy, Pierce. And anyway, she works 3 days per week. And we'll be needing some time off soon. She's been invited to tea at Buckingham Palace.
No kidding.
As soon as Queenie gets out of the hospital or something like that. So there you go. A 98-year-old barmaid in Great Britain.
But she's got some stories.
Yeah, 7:24.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World. And now for the entire month of February, you can save even more at Cartridge World. 50% more to be exact. First, go like Cartridge World on Facebook. Then, click on the offer tab. Cartridge World will send you an email for 50% off your next purchase of printer ink or toner.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Buying furniture from Amish Furniture for generations, an experience like none other because, well, that furniture is handcrafted and it's solid wood. And it's all that way, not just selected pieces, not just a section. That is the way that they build the furniture. They make the furniture at Amish Furniture for generations to your specifications. You know, you can see samples or there's certainly examples that you can find that Kent will show you. But you can get the wood that you want. You can get the stain that you want, the finish that you want. So you basically can design this piece of furniture to be just what you want. But I'll tell you this, it's all solid wood, and it's all bench-built by Amish craftsmen. Kent goes up and picks the furniture up, brings it right back down, and he will deliver it to your home, your office, and you will have quality that lasts for generations to come. That's the slogan at Amish Furniture for Generations, but it's the truth. That's the way that it's done. And if you don't know about how furniture is built, you go in and just visit with Kent for a little while, and he'll explain to you. You'll leave there knowing more about furniture than you've ever known from any other furniture visit that you've had. So stop in and see him. They're on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger, black and white awning outside the shopping center. It's Amish Furniture for Generations. It's furniture built to last for generations to come. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 81 for a high today, but it's going to be windy. Gusts up to 30 miles an hour today. 48 tonight. Then the winds are going to come around tomorrow. 67 will be the high, but it probably won't feel like it because they'll be out of the north and gusting up to 35 miles an hour. Then sunny and 63. The winds start to lay down toward the end of the week. It'll be 67, it looks like, on Thursday, and about same thing on Friday. No mention of rain all week long. Right now, the winds are from the south at 14, gusting to 22. 81% relative humidity. We have fair skies, and it's 57.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This was a blog in the New York Times, of all places. Gretchen Reynolds is the author. The headline will give you a good idea where this is going. What housework has to do with waistlines, it says. Now, ladies, particularly those of you who are liberals, prepare yourselves for the first paragraph. I'm going to read it unfiltered, unedited, and without a smile. Again, these are the words of Gretchen Reynolds, a woman, as they appeared in the New York Times. Quote, "One reason so many American women are overweight may be that we are vacuuming and doing laundry less often, according to a new study that, while scrupulously even-handed, is likely to stir controversy and emotions. This study is a follow-up to a 2011 report based on data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. American workers, and this includes women doing housework, are burning fewer calories now than in the past 50 years. In 1965, women averaged over 25 hours a week on housework, burning calories. By 2010, it was down to 13 hours a week. As they reduced housework, the waistlines grew." It's not me saying this, it's a study based on findings from your loving, compassionate government. So ladies, if you want to lose weight, never mind the treadmill or expensive diets. Cook, clean, scrub those floors, vacuum that floor, and iron those clothes. And don't forget to fold. It's not me, It's the New York Times saying that.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by locally owned Paramount Property Analysts, providing quality real estate appraisals and consultations for more than 20 years. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Memorials continue to honor the victims of the Knights of Columbus Hall fire from 2 weeks ago.
Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor says the transition continues in the week after colleagues around the state and nation have come and gone to pay respect.
I think we're going to have a new normal. I don't think we'll ever go back to where we were. The two that we lost were true leaders in our organization, and the road ahead for the two injured is long.
At an outdoor memorial service in downtown Bryan Friday night, the chief reminded the audience to remember injured firefighters Mitch Moran and Ricky Manti.
The two that are healing now, again, I ask for your continued prayers. We're optimistic about them and their recovery. We are just looking for the day that we can bring them home back to the fire department and see them back on duty again. They're very excited about that, and that's their goal. And we want to see them through that so they're back here with us again.
The service held on a vacant lot on North Main between 21st and 22nd Streets finished with Bob Leslie on the bagpipe playing Amazing Grace. On our website at WTAW.com, you can hear a recording of the service. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A wrong-way driver struck an SUV that had three 18-year-old freshman members of the A&M Corps of Cadets this weekend. The crash early yesterday morning on Highway 290 northwest of Houston killed two of the three cadets and the other driver. The Harris County Sheriff's Department identified the Aggies who were killed as Amy Pacheco and Miguel Hernandez. The third cadet, Francisco Campos, is in a Houston hospital. Investigators say the impact set the SUV on fire. Pacheco and Hernandez were not able to escape. And the cadets that had been in Houston to help judge a Houston Independent School District contest and were driving back to College Station to participate in an early Sunday morning service project. Meanwhile, one of two women crossing a busy College Station street outside a crosswalk was struck by a passing car. Police say the accident during the noon hour yesterday resulted in serious injuries to 22-year-old Ying Zhu of College Station. Investigators closed Southwest Parkway west of Texas for more than 4 hours. Witnesses reported one car had to slow down quickly to avoid hitting the women. Then a car that swerved to miss the first vehicle hit Zhu. No charges have been filed pending the outcome of the investigation. There could be a decision about next year's Bryan School District calendar when the school board meets later today. The board postponed a calendar vote after hearing the recommendation to extend classes into June. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the original survey generated 1,000 responses. In the last 2 weeks, more than 5,000 gave an overwhelming endorsement to the June option.
This is an assumption on my part, but I think it is the number of tests that are mandated, and number one, I think number two, I think option three, I think it gives them a few more days off scattered throughout the school year, and that's always good. Teachers need time, and they're stressed. They work hard.
The agenda also includes a proposed renovation to accommodate moving the Hammond Oliver Human Sciences program to the Blue Campus. Last November, the board was asked to consider moving the Mary Catherine Harris at-risk program to the Hammond Oliver building located near St. Joseph's. Wallace says he sympathizes with those wanting to keep the Hammond Oliver program at its present location.
What we say to those parents that have asked are that the students at Hammond Oliver, in terms of numbers of students that it serves, are much lower than our need for our students in our MC Harris. We have a much larger need and a much larger capacity of students that will be served under MC Harris.
Today's meeting starts at noon at the Bryan ISD Administration Building. And 37 years in prison is the punishment for a Bryan man found guilty of participating in a murder over marijuana. 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez was one of three men arrested in the October 2011 shooting of Billy Menard Jr. at his Bryan apartment. The Brazos County District Court jury that spent 4 hours to convict took another 3.5 hours to decide punishment, which included a $5,000 fine. Options ranged from 5 years to life. Hernandez, one of three co-defendants, fired a revolver through the victim's apartment door. Clayton Thompson, who fired a shotgun that struck and killed Menard, is serving a 45-year sentence following a plea agreement last November. And Travis Carroll is scheduled for trial in July. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 58 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. A new customer asked me why his old insurance was so much more expensive than ours. The answer is insurance companies are constantly reevaluating the markets they serve, determining whether to increase their presence in that market with lower prices or reduce their exposure with higher prices, all the while knowing that a certain number of their customers will never shop their rates and will continue to pay even the inflated prices. Premiums. Give us a call and let us show you why it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our business has allowed us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Bryan Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
March means spring break. Whether you're actually going on an extended road trip or just planning a staycation, Rattlers has everything you'll need for your break. To keep you alert and ready to go, pick up 2 5-hour energy bottles, just 2 for $4. Leaving early in the morning? Buy any breakfast item, get a 16-ounce coffee for only a nickel. You know you're going to be thirsty when you arrive, so stock up on any 24-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors, only $18.99 where available, or buy any Bud, Miller Lite, or Coors Lite 24-ounce can for just $1.79. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning, 739. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We're going to have some warm weather out ahead of a cold front during today with sunshine, passing clouds, and breezy conditions up near 80 or so this afternoon. Some spots even a bit over that. And then tonight, partly cloudy and breezy. And back down in the 50s, we're windy and cooler on Tuesday. Much cooler, upper 60s with mostly sunny skies, though. Diminishing winds and chilly at night, 35 to 40. Mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with your high temperature right around 65 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Fighting Texas baseball gave up 11 walks over the weekend.
Combine that with 13 hits, you usually get what you deserve, and the recipe for that is a good old-fashioned butt-whooping.
That's Coach Childress. Yeah. Following the Astros Foundation College Classic, we've got updates on that. Spring football and a whole lot more with your sports, and we'll do that at about 7:50.
All right.
Uh-oh.
We need a bigger boat.
Yeah, it's a new statistical report that shows sharks. Sharks are far more endangered than anybody knew. According to National Geographic, a magazine that does pretty pictures, about
yes, sir.
Yep, about 100 million sharks are killed every year around the world, as much as nearly 8% of the species. Any shark hunting that kills more than 4.9% of sharks will leave certain species unable to recover. Researchers combined reported shark killings with statistics from about 100 former papers, but calls its tally conservative. The problem, many fishermen cut off the fin, you know, because of that shark fin soup.
Right.
And they put the shark back in the water so that shark is, you know, not able to do what it needs to do. So,
but
we'll
what do they
see.
Use their fin for?
They fin for?
Yeah, well, no, what do they use
I have,
their fin
not, you know,
for?
I'm not a sharkologist, and I don't pretend to be one. So
they use it for soup, and it's supposed to, if I'm not mistaken, to be an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. And so the full
I didn't mean what do humans. I mean, why can't the shark survive without its
fin? Oh, well, it very well could. I have no idea. But also what happens is that causes them to maybe not be counted in the shark census. I think there's some controversy.
People mistake them for dolphins.
That's what it is. Yeah, yeah. No, that doesn't look like Flipper at all. So, Terrell Owens, in a speck of trouble with the IRS, apparently owes $430,000 in back taxes dating back to his playing days. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like the IRS will be able to collect. Although he earned over $60 million during his playing days as an all-pro receiver for the 49ers and the Eagles, the Cowboys, apparently didn't hang on to his money. Huh. That's never happened before, has it? A pro athlete burning through his money. But, and again, it's Terrell Owens, who thinks a lot of himself,
yes,
that's for sure. Hello?
Now, what happens with the shark fin soup, they usually cut off all the fins and sell them as shark fins, even though they're basically the rudders.
Uh-huh.
And then they just toss the shark back in the water, and he just floats to the bottom, and it suffocates and dies.
Got it. Thank you.
Oh, so he has no flippers at all. That's
sharkologist.
Horrible.
Flippers.
Well, I mean, what a pectoral fin.
There you go. All
okay.
Right, that's it. So there. So there's our shark lesson for today. Okay, it's official. Teenagers, good measure of what's cool. Observing which apps they use and how they interact with technology can help the rest of us as we trudge along trying to keep up with them.
Hmm.
And lately it seems that teens have grown tired of Facebook.
Oh, no.
That's right. Adam Lidwin recently launched a social photo app called Albumatic. Before it launched, he showed the app to a focus group of people under the age of 25. Most told him they didn't like how reliant the app was on Facebook. He says, so they gave me the typical teenage response, we're bored with Facebook. Teens and young adults have dumped Facebook, according to tech experts. Instead, they've just obsessed with newer services like Instagram and Snapchat. So, we'll see. And again, I don't know who does it. I don't know if it's Microsoft or whatever, but they do everything they can to torpedo Facebook. And I'm not a member of Facebook. I don't do Facebook. But, I mean, if you'll think about it, you go all the way back to pre-IPO. They bombard Facebook with bad publicity or try to say bad things about them worse than almost anybody I can think of. And I don't know if it's right or not. And since I'm not a Facebook person, I'm not sure. But
I'm not crazy about the app.
Well, Facebook is going to show off their new look for news feeds at an event on Thursday. So we'll see what happens. But nonetheless, I just, you know, not being a Facebook person, I'm not sure, but they do seem to have a bunch of people trying to torpedo them. Yeah. It's time now for the European horse meat scandal to spread. Yeah, you ready?
Woo-hoo. No.
Taco Bell.
Oh, no.
Yep. British regulators revealed on Friday they have found horse meat in their UK locations.
But not in America.
Yet. The it turns out that Taco Bell is a pretty special company. Of the 1,797 meat samples regulators tested, only four came up positive, including Birdseye, Ready Meals, and Breakers Skewers. I don't know what that means. You may know since you used to live over there. But anyhow, Taco Bell has just... They only have three stores in the UK.
Oh, that's sad.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, they ended up with one out of... three stores, so probably not good. And it's not good. This is Yum Brands, if you know who they are. Not a good time for them because last week they had to talk about cleaning up the standards of their Chinese KFC restaurants because of contaminated chicken over there. How would we know? Sorry. And a couple in Ontario, Canada, have been arrested for assaulting each other with chips and dip. Gotta love that. According to CNews, cops in the town of Lindsay had already been called to the home 15 times when the 39-year-old man and 41-year-old woman apparently kicked up a ruckus at 1 in the morning on Friday.
Can't they just keep that business to themselves?
They got there and the police said they were covered with chips and dip. Police say it turned into a brawl, apparently, over who should drink the last beer.
There's a shocker. Alcohol was involved?
It doesn't sound like Canadians. Are you sure they weren't, you know, Floridians?
It doesn't sound like Canadians? Oh, no. If there's a beer involved, it sounds like Canadians. Customs agents in England have confiscated 207 pounds of dead caterpillars. 207 pounds of dead caterpillars found them at Gatwick Airport. They discovered the critters in a luggage of a 22-year-old passenger. When they asked him why he was transporting the dead caterpillars, his answer caught him off guard. Apparently, they were dried, shrink-wrapped creatures intended for personal consumption.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, tell me.
Hey, Brazos Valley. With spring right around the corner, it's time to be thinking about home renovation and efficiency upgrades. Choosing the right contractor is essential, and Green Igloo is your best choice for window and door replacement, kitchen and bath remodeling, room additions, and more energy-saving products. Green Igloo is an A-rated company on Angie's List and recently won the esteemed 2012 Angie's List Super Service Award. Contact Stephen now for your free estimate at MyGreenIgloo.com, 218-3189.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Anyone can make a referral to Hospice Brazos Valley, healthcare agencies, family and friends, physicians and hospitals. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
7:47, caller reports that the light is blinking red at Holloman and Welburn, so that's going to slow you down, okay? That's got traffic backed up all the way to 2818. So, again, if you want to avoid it today, it's not an accident this time. We had an accident investigation last week that was causing the problem. Anyway, it's a blinking red light right now at Holloman and Welburn if you want to stay away from that.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
There's power in the act of forgiveness. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Not long ago, I had to discipline my 9-year-old son. I was very upset, and I did it with too much anger. I sent him off to his room to think about what he had done. A few minutes later, which is what I normally do, I entered his room to make sure he knew that I loved him and typically would give him a hug. But this time was different. He didn't acknowledge me. He didn't even want to look into my eyes. When I asked him, "What's the matter?" he wouldn't respond. I suggested, "Trent, why don't you try writing your answers to my questions?" He gave me a nod of approval. So the first question I asked him was, "How do you feel?" And he wrote, "Like you don't love me." That crushed me. To hear your little son say, "I don't feel loved by you," changed my world. I went on with several more questions. How could Daddy do it better? And he wrote down, "You can tell me what I've done wrong without being so angry." That changed my parenting approach. It's hard not to get upset with our kids when they're doing things that upset us. But in this case, I learned so much from my 9-year-old son. He needs to know that I love him, even though he's doing wrong. So moms and dads, remember, put an arm around your child, even in the battle of discipline, because your children need to know that you love them. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. This is Jim Daly.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
Hi, thanks for listening to me, your conscience. You should think about switching to GEICO. They could save you money on car insurance, which is great. How? Well, GEICO has great discounts, including multi-car, defensive driver, and good driver. Makes sense. So, switch to GEICO because you could save money, and let's retire the Hawaiian shirt with socks and sandals combo. Thanks.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 752. The number 13th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team fell to LSU at home Sunday afternoon, 59-47. Kelsey Bone led the Aggies with 13 points and 7 rebounds, and here's Coach Blair after the game.
When we're behind, and obviously we've been behind the last 3 ball games, we do not play with a sense of urgency at all. It made me look like a Yale leader over there trying to pump our kids up to put pressure to perhaps we could force a turnover to get back in the game.
Next up for the ladies, they start the SEC tournament, and they'll take the court in Duluth, Georgia, to play the winner of the game between South Carolina and the game one winner between Mississippi State and Alabama, who play on Wednesday. Now, the tip-off for the Aggies is set Friday. That game is at 1:30, and it's all on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The number 30 Texas A&M baseball team fell to 8-5 after issuing 11 walks in the 14-2 loss to the number one and still undefeated North Carolina Tar Heels team at the 2013 College Classic in Houston Sunday. At Minute Maid Park, and here's Coach Childress.
North Carolina has an outstanding team, and had they beat us and, you know, they just took it from us, that's one thing. But for us to give them a 13 free opportunities and then you combine that with 13 hits, you usually get what you deserve. And the recipe for that is a good old-fashioned butt-whooping.
Texas A&M returns to action Tuesday with a 6:35 contest against Prairie View A&M. That game is at Olsen Field, and it's here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The number 5 Texas A&M softball team run-ruled Penn State 12-2 on the final day of the Citrus Classic. The Aggies ended a 19-game winning streak with one loss in Orlando, but went 4-1 over the weekend. Mel Dumazich earned a win after giving up two earned runs on four hits and no walks, fanning nine batters. And the Aggies will dive into SEC action this weekend as they head to Missouri. Elston Turner scored 28 points, and Ray Turner added 16 to help A&M move past South Carolina 74-56 Saturday. The victory broke the two-game skin for A&M, who is now 17-12 and 7-9 in the SEC. Here's Coach Kennedy.
Good to get a win at home and not have to sweat it out at the end. Fortunately, we went to our zone. We had a hard time guarding them man-to-man. The Carrera kid gave us a lot of problems inside, and South Carolina did a good job of running their offense in the zone, changed some things for us, and that helped us win the game.
Guys are back at it again this Wednesday against LSU at Reed Arena at 7 o'clock, and the tip-off again is here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Coach Sumlin held a press conference Friday before spring football kicked off on Saturday, and I got a chance to ask him what the most important thing was that he needed to know about the Aggies after the spring drills ended. He mentioned setting his two-deep depth chart and leadership for the Aggie team.
We've got to replace some people, but more than anything else, you've got some guys in here who have been role players that are going to have to step forward, and then we've got to develop some leadership on this team. That's not a knock on anybody. Every team, every spring, develops an identity and some leadership that's going to carry you through the summer.
You know, there's some hype surrounding the Aggie football team. When ESPN sends Herb Kerbstreet, he was at Saturday's practice, and here's his take on the Aggies after last season from 12th Man TV.
Big thing for me is not just their ability on the field, it's a psychological aspect of it. How are they now going to be responsive to a team that's expected to live up to a certain standard? That's a much different challenge than last year, just trying to be the first year when nobody expected much from them. Now people want to see Johnny Manziel. People want to see A&M. And now how do they deal with that? It'll be a challenge for them.
Turning now to the NBA, San Antonio leads the NBA's Western Conference. It's 3 games over Oklahoma City and 4.5 games over the Los Angeles Clippers after the Spurs won yesterday. Manu Ginobili finished with 17 points. Danny Green added 16. And Tim Duncan added 16 and 11 rebounds, and the Spurs embarrassed Detroit 114-75. Chandler Parsons scored a career-high 32 points, went 12-13 shooting, and the Rockets snapped a 9-game losing streak to Dallas with a 136-103 win over the Mavs Sunday night. In golf, Michael Thompson captured his first PGA Tour title at the Honda Classic. He capped a 1-under-69 with a birdie on the final hole to finish 2 strokes better than Jeff Ogilvie. In the NHL, Derrick Roy had a goal and 2 assists, and Kerry Lehtinen made 25 saves to help lead the Dallas Stars to a 4-1 win over the St. Louis Blues. In NASCAR action, Carl Edwards ended a drought by taking the checkered flag at the Phoenix International Raceway. He led the final 78 laps, ending a 70-race winless skid 1 week after wrecking 5 cars at Daytona. Daytona 500 winner Jimmy Johnson finished in second. The reigning SEC Western Division champion Texas A&M soccer team played Baylor to a 0-0 draw at Ellis Field on Friday. The 6th-ranked Texas A&M tennis team picked up its biggest win in school history Sunday after knocking off 2-time defending national champion and 4th-ranked Florida 4-3. The last time they beat somebody that was ranked that high was number 5 USC, dating back to 2004. And finally, sources tell Randy Galloway of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Rangers CEO Nolan Ryan could soon part ways with the organization, perhaps before the end of spring training. Named several people in the front office in front of him and saying, quote, now, the moves are actually made in late November. Ryan's title with the team still remains CEO, but sources also say Daniels now has the final say over all baseball decisions, and someone else has the final say over business decisions for the Texas Rangers. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Well, you are good.
It's not me. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Time for some weather, brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Breezy today, a high of 81, but winds gusting up to 30.